Ellen G. White's statements related to the observance of Christmas and holiday gifts. Chapter 18. The Attractions of the Christian Life. We want to do all in our power to win souls by presenting the attractions of the Christian life. Our God is a lover of the beautiful. He might have clothed the earth with brown and gray, and the trees with vestments of mourning instead of their foliage of living green, but He would have His children happy. Every leaf, every opening bud and blooming flower is a token of His tender love, and we should aim to represent to others this wonderful love expressed in His created works. God would have every household and every church exert a winning power to draw the children away from the seducing pleasures of the world and from association with those whose influence would have a corrupting tendency. Study to win the youth to Jesus. Impress their minds with the mercy and goodness of God in permitting them, sinful though they be, to enjoy the advantages, the glory, and honor of being sons and daughters of the Most High. What a stupendous thought! What unheard of condescension! What amazing love! That finite men may be allied to the Omnipotent. To them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Can any worldly honor equal this? Let us represent the Christian life as it really is. Let us make the way cheerful, inviting, interesting. We can do this if we will. We may fill our own minds with vivid pictures of spiritual and eternal things, and in so doing, help to make them a reality to other minds. Faith sees Jesus standing as our mediator at the right hand of God. Faith beholds the mansions He has gone to prepare for those who love Him. Faith sees the robe and crown all prepared for the overcomer. Faith hears the songs of the redeemed and brings eternal glories near. We must come close to Jesus in loving obedience if we would see the King in His beauty. Ellen G. White Estate, September 1962, revised, December 1989, Silver Spring, Maryland.